Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Sudden death syndrome was confirmed in Minnesota in 2002 and in North Dakota in 2018. By 2020, it was found as far north as Cavalier, North Dakota. BASF seed treatment representative Tracy Hillenbrand says there are two phases to the disease.
There is the root rot phase, so it'll be below ground. You won't see any foliar symptoms, but if you dig up a plant, you'll see that the initial taproot has root rot characteristics, which can commonly be confused with brown stem rot. But if you cut the plant open, you'll see that on SDS, the pith will still be tan and healthy looking, where in brown stem rot, it'll look mushy. And once it moves to foliar, the toxins will transfer from the root rot phase to the foliar phase around late August or when the plants start senescing. So it'll actually appear like your soybeans are starting to turn and that they're getting ripe.
A key indication of SDS is yellow spots on the leaves.
That will, as it progresses, turn to entire yellow with green veins. So it's the interveinal chlorosis that you'll be seeing as a key identifier for that.
Olivo seed treatment protects soybeans from SDS and soybean cyst nematode.